Hello, Shania Twain.
Hello, Whitney. How are you?
I'm so good. Everybody, give it up for Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Shania! Oh, my Lord, you were at the Predators game last night.
Yeah.
How come my voice is more thrashed than yours?
I was screaming. I was.
Well, you're a trained professional. I'm not a trained professional in screaming. When that whistle went off, girl, you don't even want to know what I was screaming. Let's just put it that way. So how excited are you about this song, about this album? Are you excited as the rest of us are?
I'm very excited. I'm, first of all, just really thrilled to be able to share, finally, this, you know, this music. And, you know, this song makes me feel happy. So it's a really great, fun way to get started in introducing the new stuff.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been waiting for so long because I was with bated breath waiting for something awesome to come out of that whole Oprah show that you did, right?
Right.
Because you turned around and you were way happy then and you had a great tune then. And then what happened? Did you just decide, now I'm going to wait?
I still had a lot more work to do on my voice and a lot more writing. I had to go through a lot. But the process just turned out to be longer than I expected. But, you know, you just know when it's right and when it's not right. And this is how long it took, all this
well,
time.
Congratulations. We have been missing you. You were kind of a game changer when you first hit in country music. I'll never in my life forget the album cover. And I was like, well, who's this hottie with the belly button? You know? I mean, you really did change the game. And in more ways than fashion. You know, you approached country in a totally different way.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see it that way, of course, at the time. I was just doing my thing, and sometimes I still don't even know how it all happened. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm not sure I really knew what I was doing, but it was, you know, me just trying to be original and exploring my own, you know, direction, and I guess I'm just still doing that.
Yeah, it was... What a launch you had and how long that went out for. You were right up there with almost immediately, literally with Garth as far as bringing new people to the country music format.
Yeah, it was a very exciting time for me. I mean, it was all happening so fast. Yeah, I think it's only now I realize it and that just in retrospect, it all seems almost like it never happened, you know?
You've been doing a lot of writing. Life's about to get good. You wrote that, correct?
Yeah, I wrote the whole album myself, actually.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And when do we get to hear the whole thing?
Well, the album's released on September 29, I think is the exact date.
Oh, you tease. You're making us wait for so long. Is it finished?
It is long.
It's long
for me, too. Even me, because I'm just so anxious to share it with everyone.
And then, all right, so what should we expect on the album? Is it going to be the same? I know you're not going to do the same album twice, but the same sort of with drums, Shania. That was back in the day. That was something.
Well, I mean, this album's very diverse. There's a lot of, stylistically, it's very diverse. It's hard to explain, really. I mean, Life's About to Get Good is a very chirpy, happy song about a melancholy story. But it doesn't represent the rest of the album to a large extent because every song is so different. So I don't know. I'm as anxious as you are to, I just want to get everybody's feedback on it.
Yeah, it really, inside of that peppy song there, Life's About to Get Good, you got a lot of truth in there that is not easy to handle. I mean, you went through it.
That's right. It's a very melancholy story. I mean, the first lyric is, you know, I wasn't just broken, I was shattered. So,
yeah.
But I just chose to see the optimism, and that's where I took it. So the song ended up staying as a conflict of emotions, really.
And a look towards tomorrow and a better one.
That's it. You know, light at the end of the tunnel. I'm in the dark right now, but I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, that was... where the whole sentiment was coming from.
I may have to adopt that, you know, if stuff goes bad, because it always does at some point go bad.
It is. I mean, when you're in a bad moment, it is always good to go, you know, to say to yourself, okay, sucks right now, but life's about to get good.
Right. Okay, I'm going to see. Jackie, will you please write that down for me so that I don't forget? Because you know how I am. Rabbit hole number one.
Yeah.
I go down it. Now, since you are back working on your own album, did you team up with, Dana, how do you say his name? Because I'm not as hip as you are.
Niall Horan.
Niall Horan of One Direction?
Yeah, no. Well, we haven't worked together yet, but we were in the studio, in the same studio. He was recording and I was just mixing. But we were there at the same time and we shared a producer. We had a producer in common, so it was just really fit to meet and listen to each other's stuff, listen to each other's work. So I got to sit around while he was doing some strings, and it was really cool to meet him. And we would like to work together, so I think we'll just make that happen.
I think everyone would like to see you work together. Oh, my Lord, you'd have every person on the planet covered with stuff that people want to hear, right?
I hope so. I mean, he's a really great writer, so I would enjoy that collaboration for sure.
So what are you going to do? Are you going on tour? We saw you at the Stagecoach Music Festival, which I mean, no one had seen you in such a long time, and it was pretty magical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny now that Lady Antebellum is out on tour, and they cover You're Still the One. And I've said this, you know, a great song is a great song is a great song, except it takes five people. It takes Lady Antebellum and their opening acts to do that song. When you did it, it was just you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really just a, you know, that was a song that I wrote just sitting on the guitar, and very, you know, it's a song that doesn't need the production, but it sounds great both ways, you know, whether you're stripping it down or, you know, doing all of the big arrangement side of it. And, of course, they would do a beautiful job of that song, for sure.
That's one of the, I mean, you've got to be so proud of, well, A, your whole career, but what a, you know, that's such an enduring song. It felt, when they do it, it feels like it was written yesterday.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I'm really honored that they're doing it, because they're amazing. They're just outstanding. So.
I know, right? I want to be them and you. And,
well, I'll write the songs and, you know.
Are you going to let me record them? Because that would be awesome.
Please don't. Please do not.
No, everyone over here is pulling for me to do an album.
Do not do that.
Am I wrong? Oh, fine.
Especially with this great, like, you know, after screaming day voice.
Exactly. I think I could hit the low notes fabulously. It would be frightening.
Does
the album have a name?
Yeah, Now. Shania Now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, me now, you know?
All right. So I cut you off, though, talking about going on the road. Is there going to be a tour?
Doing Life's About to Get Good live at Stagecoach really reminded me that I would miss not doing the new music live. And it was just fun to see the audience reaction to it. And, yeah, so I think the new album deserves to have a tour.
That crowd was into it, girl.
Mm-hmm. They were.
Into, I mean, you.
It was fun. It was really, really fun.
Well, it was a thrill to see you. It's a thrill to talk to you today. Congratulations on the new song, and we'll be looking for you slaying it on the road.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Take care.
Shania Twain, everybody.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yeah,
girl. Get it.
Thanks.